vaccine to prove my power, I can come out of it. Like, if you get the vaccine, you're saying you're fucked.
Your body won't make it. Your body won't make that shift. Your body won't make it. That's
okay.
The whole rub. This is the part. This is what it says in Revelations about taking the mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy and sell. You won't be able to trade. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to function. You have to have your papers. And then the Luftwaffe starts telling you where you should eat.
So are the mandates going to happen to every state? They just happened in New York. I hear it maybe coming in Los Angeles. Is this going to be a thing where all 50 states get a mandate, or where is that going to go?
Let's see. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's all relative.
It's all relative.
You ain't got a little while. You ain't got a little while. Them chickens ain't going to be closed. They ain't open on Sunday. You know this. I don't know why you playing the food.
Does Cliff High listen to you and Bob? Does he get his information from you guys? Where does he get his information? He seems like he's kind of on point sometimes. Where does he get his information from?
Yeah. He listens.
Oh. Have there been more deaths of the vaccine, of people getting the vaccine, than of people being, like, not getting COVID from having the vaccine? So, if you know, they said you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID anymore. Have there been more deaths than people that have got it? How many deaths have happened since people got the vaccine? How many deaths has it been?
A bunch. In a second, all of them.
Damn.
All of what, Jack?
Everybody that's got the vaccine will die. Because I asked how many deaths has it been of people getting the vaccine.
And people got the vaccine. You're asking how many have died?
Yeah.
All of them died.
Yeah, because it's funny because I saw something on the internet the other day that Biden came on the fucking podium and said 350 million people got the vaccine and they're all good. And then, you know, it's crazy because there's not even 350 million people that live in the United States. And he said 350,000 Americans have 350 million.
Yeah, he read the population of the states, and I brought that up half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my question is, the media came out and said, oh, he didn't mean that. He just meant that they've had that many come out to give to people. But why would you have 350 million if it's not even 350 million people? But people still aren't hip to that. Like, why aren't people hip to what's happening? Like, it's almost like people don't even hear what he's saying. Like, they're not even listening to him.
They don't. They're not listening. They're not listening. That's the whole point. That's what everybody's saying. It's like, Trump can have a rally, and he's not even the president. He can have more people show up and are there than Biden does at his big deal things that he's coming to save the world over. They don't listen. They don't care. They're not, whatever he has to say, they're not. Well, that doesn't make any difference, whatever he says. What did he say? I don't care. Whatever he said, it doesn't make any difference. Nobody listen to it. And now they're having the Kamala campaign. They had all the big deal women in the culture get a hold of Kamala, trying to save her. So they're saying that if anybody don't agree with Kamala, then you're a racist.
A lot of famous women had a big conference, a convention to help Kamala. They all got together and offered their advice.
I saw something that said she was the least favorite vice president ever.
Yep.
So that's why they have me come.
She's the least favorite black person.
Least favorite.
First, Mike Tyson. She's more negative than Mike Tyson.
Wow. Hey, so Ariana, I just saw a Los
Angeles. What about Cassius Clay?
No, he's always loved.
Oh. Well, Cal has been sleeping with his memory for a lot of years, then. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay, Jack, what's your point?
No, I don't have a point with that statement. I was just asking a question. But I did notice that Los Angeles is being on crazy fire right now at an enormous level. But it doesn't, I mean, not Los Angeles, but California. Is it going to go to L.A., Ion, or is it just going to stay, like, in the outskirts? It seems like the fires are happening far away from Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, there's nothing much to burn in L.A. proper except the tar pit. But we don't know. We'll see. It's going to get to the edge of it, though.
Got it. When will it stop? When will taxes, when will the whole thing about paying taxes stop? Is that going to happen in 2021?
We're going to kind of call it the reprieve. But they're already now, people aren't paying taxes now. That's why half of America don't mind how much you charge for taxes, because they ain't paying them. The only people that minds taxes are the people that has to pay them. If you have to pay that, oh, hell no, I'll run your ass out of office. I'm fucking shit of you. But if you ain't paying no taxes, what do you care? Make it. Goddamn them rich people, they need to pay their fair share. Fuck them. They need to pay their goddamn fair share right now. Charge, take it all. Get it all. Get all their money. See? Mm-hmm. After a little while, you're like, well, no, wait a minute. If you do it all that, then guess what? They're not going to have nothing left. It makes it troublesome.
Okay. Well, I think that's... Oh, I have one last thing. I remember one time you made a reference and you said, yeah, the angels will fuck with you. They'll do something where they'll just put a whole bunch of stuff in a warehouse and have you deal with it. I've been throwing the keys and I still have this shit in this fucking warehouse. What do I do to get this shit out of this warehouse? That's my last question.
Take your attention off of it. You keep vibing it until you're making it a thing. Don't play a thing.
Okay. All right. Wait, last thing.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got the swing.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got the swing. Okay. I want to read a quote from about the fifth seal from Revelation 6:9. It says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony of which they held. Who are those that have been slain for the word of God? The people that got the vaccine?
The martyrs. The martyrs. No. The martyrs.
What are the martyrs?
The people who gave their lives so that people could have their power or have the ascension.
The people that gave their lives. So who's a person that gave their lives so they could have ascension? Jesus?
Martyrs. Martyrs.
Can you give me an example of a present day martyr?
Bob.
A person who voluntarily deaths the penalty of witnessing to an occasion to renounce a religion. Person who sacrifices something of great value, especially life itself. Okay. All right. Well, Bob,
good.
Thank you for letting me come on.
Thank you. You better order them chicken fingers, chicken nuggets. You better hurry up. They're going to
right now.
Better hurry up.
The maid wants some now, too, Ion.
She won't swallow. She just put them in her mouth. She just put them in her mouth.
I hear you, mate. Thank you so much, Aya. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Hi,
Aya. Okay, Jen. Thank you very much, Jack.
Can I ask something, Bob? Hi. Aya and I, on Tuesday when we're talking about the Vitruvian Man exercise, you said to ask about it on Saturday. So I've been doing them, and my armpit got swollen after doing that, like really fat. And I remember you said that it had to do with the lipids and the lymph nodes. And I heard you talk to Dimitri on Tuesday and said you have to figure out the lipid function, the lipids, the lymph nodes, and the lymphocyte.
They weren't fat as Jackie's lips in that damn Instagram post. Now, that was some shit. Now that's all right. I thought you done nailed him with the Botox. Now we got him healed up.
That was hilarious. the filter.
Great fun.
Yeah, but my arm, my right armpit got really swollen. It's still swollen, by the way, and I've been doing the exercises. And it was so cool because the first time I did it, I had no clue that I could do the 100 without stopping. And like by
right,
the 70.
See?
Yeah, so it's like, I'm going to just do it. Let's try it. By 72, I thought I was going to give up. And I said, no way. Like, I've already come this far. From there to 80 something, it's like I got this, like, flight and this confidence, and then I finished the 100 ones, and so ever since that I've been doing them. But I wanted to ask you, why did my armpit get fat and the lymph nodes get swollen from doing the exercises?
You got stopped up. That's why we're trying to do the exercise part of loop, get all that worked out. Carolyn would say total fucked up biology would say you had repressed crap, so you were holding on to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let it go. That helps
let it
you
go.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. Okay. So then, what does it do for the lipids when you do this exercise?
Activates them, charge them.
It activates
them. You know that thing you roll on your face so you don't have the puffy bags under your eyes, and thing you roll out? You roll on your face.
Every damn
night. Well, that's what that's doing. That's what that's doing, too. That's rejuvenating your lipids.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. So that exercise helps you rejuvenate your lipids when you're doing them.
Yeah. It opens it up. It gives them flowing because if you stop them up, they're going to swell up.
Got it.
That's what the lymph nodes do. They get stopped up. They got to empty. You can press it and make it empty. That's fine. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Okay. Okay, I'll keep it moving. And then I know that you told Dimitri on Tuesday, it was pretty funny because everything you were telling him, it was my questions on Tuesday, and I didn't get to talk to you, but there were answers there. You said look up the lymphatic system, like look up at the notes from Bert and talk to Bert. So I looked up his book, and the lymphatic system, basically you said that it's going to work for us, when you're ascended, it will remove the dead blood from your body because there's power in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So then, does the Vitruvian Man exercise also help bring the power to your blood?
It can stimulate it. It won't quite bring it, but it'll stimulate it. Yeah.
It'll stimulate it. Okay. Okay, and then also, with Dimitri, you talked to him about the button, and I'm working on the project also with about the button. So, Dimitri was asking about the button that's made out of carbon, hydrocarbon. And I looked up hydrocarbon, and then, I mean, there's so many pieces to that, like hydrocarbon. So then, I looked up that rain is rich in benzene and hydrocarbon. There's four types of hydrocarbon. There's alkanes, alkenes, alkynes, aromatic. And then I looked up benzene ring. And the benzene ring, just alone, the benzene ring. So I was looking at the button. I said, well, this benzene ring is widely used in industrial chemical. It's part of gasoline. It's found in crude oil. It's used to make plastics, resins, synthetic fibers, rubber, lubricants, dyes. All of that could be buttons. And then I was looking at research for buttons, and in 1918, there was like an extensive research that the U.S. was making into zinc buttons that were made out of the country, like overseas. And that's when a pandemic was happening at the same time during 1918, and there was like zinc buttons. So wanted to know, what is, like, the relationship? Like, I mean, a button that's never been made before could be made out of benzene. It can be made out of, like, so many things now that I'm finding out. So what does the button got to do with the cloud? Because you also said you can stitch a button in the cloud.
Yeah. You can.
So in my world, how does the button have to do with the cloud?
Okay. We said that the button, it was easier to create a castle than it was the button until
yep.
it was created. And so
yep.
now we're paralleling the button, this conundrum, to the cloud or your office in the clouds or office stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
In my world, does my button project relate to Dimitri and with whatever he's doing?
We got to see about it. We just have to wait and see.
Okay. So with this research that I found, is there any, like, clue or something you can give me to further on what I'm working on? With
Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah.
The book of Nehemiah.
Look up. No. Look up Nehemiah and read those scriptures. That'll help you.
Nehemiah. Okay.
While you're looking, find the steak and ale recipe for corn relish. That's more important than all of it.
Corn relish, you said?
Relish.
Relish. Oh, okay. Perfect.
It's the one from Steak and Ale.
That sounds really fun. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to have fun doing that. So then
you're welcome,
darling.
We're glad to fuck with you because it's great fun.
Oh, I love doing this, Ion. Thank you so much. Like, I'm having fun.
It's called living. It's called living.
It is. And it's opening up, like, capacities of things that I would have never thought of. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one question.
And you don't have to dig ditches to get it either. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when you used to sew for people that you didn't want, like, to sew for? You don't do that.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You ain't a sewer. You ain't a so-and-so no more.
No. Oh, my God, Ion. And when I used to dye buttons and I knew, like, how to use salt and dyes and I used to, like, boil them and I used to do, like, I used to make buttons when, like, we didn't send them overseas and make them for samples. That brought me all back. I was making buttons, dyeing buttons for people I didn't want to do, and now I'm working on my own projects with buttons. So, yeah, thank you. So,
worked for Coco Chanel.
You said what?
Worked for Coco Chanel.
It worked for her. Yeah.
For the house, yeah, I love the House of Chanel.
House of Chanel. Yeah. So Papa Justify. Would that be like, you know, we're going right now through tribulations and judgments of the judgments that the angels are pouring buckets and all this stuff. But there's also judgments when we say only God can judge me, meaning only I can judge myself. Does Papa Justify help you to get over you judging yourself? Is that why would be a reason to do it?
Anytime, Lord, break these chains that bind us. Anytime, Lord. You're trying to break those things that bind you away from your place of power.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. That answers my question. Okay. And
it
then,
sure
like,
does.
Yeah. So, and is Southern Company affiliated to Cold Fusion, to the what Bob's going to make? That's why it would...
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then my last question. Oh, my God. I had so much fun. I was laughing when you told the story about Lucifer and God and the war when you were telling it to Gene. And, like, I found something interesting that Gabriel told Lucifer. They had their own little battle going on because he was like, well, what the fuck? You started a war with God now. Yeah, I know that you sucked God's dick and it's all good and he loves you, but, like, why did you start a war with him and his son? And then I was thinking, like, this is so funny. God, you know how you always say, you talk about orgasms is the closest thing to ascension? And I was, like, thinking, damn, like, Lucifer must have gave a mean blowjob to God for God to be like, all right, I'm not going to choose my son, and I'm going to give Lucifer a first chance to go against my son. And then to be in this place right now, what's happening?
And you can ask any gay dude, they prefer a fellatio with another feather. They say that the boys know how to do it, that the girls don't know how to do it. That's the
right.
Thing they tell you.
Because they know better, they know what they like. Like, yeah. But wow, like, what the hell, God? This whole thing was over a blowjob? Because Lucifer gave a mean blowjob, so then God was like, all right, fuck it. Like, everything fell and Jesus. Is this it? Over a blowjob?
Well,
right?
The problem. Listen. The problem
yeah.
with metaphors is that sooner or later they suck.
Well, that sucked really bad. Yeah, I thought that was funny. That's what I understood from that story. I was like, wow. Like, imagine, that's really funny. And that's kind of like a light way to see it. Like, okay, come on, just a sin. It was over a blowjob. Get over it. We're all ascended already. We're here. We won. Especially if you know how to, like, give a good blowjob. You made it. You made it.
That's the point. See, darling, that is the point. That you've come to this place. But the war is over, you won, but you don't know
yeah.
it. Yeah. You don't know. You're still fighting a war that you've already won. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that makes it so much fun and light, like that story, even the way you told it and all that. I was like, I've been laughing for days. I'm like, I have to talk to Ian about this. Like, the whole war is over a blowjob. That's how I got it. And it was hilarious and it was fun. So that's my last question.
It's fun.
And then, thank you, I'm going to go ahead.
Tell your daddy that story. He'd like that one. That'll be fun.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'll tell him. Oh, you know what's funny? He got sick, and we think it's COVID or Delta, and so he was in bed for 3 days, and I didn't know, and they told me, like, oh, he's sick. My mom tells me. I said, well, what is he taking? But he's already on all the products. So he started taking zinc 3 times a day. The day that he started taking it 3 times a day, which was yesterday, today he was able to get out of bed, and he's, like, back outside, and he's like, I feel so much better, so.
100%, 100%, yep.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carolyn, for her product,
Down to make sure he increases the R2-D2 also.
Oh, okay, he does have that, yeah, so, okay, I'll tell him to take that, too. Oh, and then another funny story, we met today when we were running errands, our driver, we went to go pick up all of our products at the P.O. box, like, all of the extra stuff from R&A, and we were, like, just counting it, and, like, we're in the car and talking about it, like, oh, we've got this much, blah, 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 putting it away, and he's like, oh, what do you guys have? And he starts talking to us, and we were like, oh, we take zinc. He was asking us how much vitamin C do you guys take, and we showed him the product, and he was like, oh, my God. And so you know how when you buy the product, Carolyn, Jeannie, and their team, they put in, like, those papers with all the products and what they do and, like, all that stuff? So we gave him one of those, and he looks at it, and he goes, this is what I've been looking for. Oh, my God. And he said, fuck yeah, this is the shit I've been looking for. I saw it on YouTube. This is it. Oh, my God, thank you so much, guys. This is what I wanted. When we gave him the page from R&A that had the zinc and the silver, he was so excited about it. It's like he was, like, looking for an answer, and we gave it to him, and he was like, I'm going to buy it as soon as I get home.
That's a good idea. So, Carolyn, what she's saying, do is that you should start selling vitamin C in kilos, selling the product in kilos, because everybody's used to buying a key They used to buy a brick. They used to buy a brick. So they can buy a brick of vitamin C. They buy a brick. That many bricks. Man, it's like y'all doing, y'all had a drug deal going through it, making sure how many bricks you had. Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Start selling bricks. Yeah, they know how that goes. Then, that's it. We'll get the Sinaloa cartel to start representing RNA Reset. That'll be great. Bob can have extra kids to play with, then. That'll be fun.
That's funny. And then, Ion, you said he had seen the RNA ads on YouTube and Facebook. That's how he was familiar with it. And then he just forgot and he couldn't fix. Like, it seemed like he had seen it and then wanted to find it and hadn't found the link again, and we were the ones that gave it to him today, and he was like super excited, and he was like, I'm gonna get it, the zinc, the vitamin C, silver, and he was like super excited about finding the products again. so that was pretty cool today. Yeah, that was cool. But thank you.
Yay. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Spread the word, Johnny Appleseed, RNA. Johnny RNA.
Oh, yes. Yes. And he didn't spit them seeds out. He shit them. You know that, right?
He what? What happened?
He didn't spit the seeds. Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed is famous for spreading the apple seeds everywhere and having apple trees everywhere. He wasn't spitting the seeds out to plant apple trees. He was shitting them.
Yeah, that was a cool experience. He even mentioned to his... Yeah.
So, was Carolyn excited about selling vitamin C in kilos?
In kilos?
No, I don't want to have anything to do with Quinolone and Cartel or MS-13. They are not getting my vitamin C.
Well, if they buy it, they can have it. Why do you care what they buy?
Not in kilos. No kilo.
Come on. Tranquilo. It'll be good.
Tranquilo.
I'm putting them in Ziploc bags, Carolyn, and selling them.
The dime bag. Hey, that's it. Get a dime bag of R2. Oh,
yeah. Dime bag.
Dime bag. That's it. There you go. They'll buy that.
You know what's going to be horrible? What's going to be horrible, guys, is none of these criminals are going to get vaccinated. So they're all going to live. Get your guns.
Hey, honey, we ain't mad at that. If they come into their place of power, hell yeah, that's what we talking about. They will kill a nigga, man. They will kill a nigga. And so you know it don't bother them. It's all right. It's like, hey, we on. Don't like Donkey Kong.
Wow. Well, it's funny because Jack can't swallow the pills, and we were at lunch today, and he pulls out two vitamin D's, opens the capsule, pours it in his water, and people are looking at him like he's pouring drugs in the water. To drink it, I was like, wow, that looks like you're pouring drugs and drinking that water because he pours it because he can't swallow the pills.
No, you gotta get him a snack pack. You gotta get him that pudding snack pack to put the pills in the snack pack and then the pudding to go down and you need to swallow it there with a pudding. Get a snack pack.
A snack pack with the pudding and then put it in there so you can swallow it.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, you can swallow it then. You can swallow it. That's the way to give Astro take this C because he's starting to have like a sinusy stuff. And so he takes this to keep him dried up. He eats his in yogurt. He likes yogurt. The dog is weird. He's almost a vegetarian. He'd much rather have a salad than meat. Much rather.
Oh, wow, Astro's a vegan dog.
He prefers it. Now, he'll eat a roast, but like salmon, those kinds of things are great. But like, he'd much rather have the salad, the carrots, the apples, anything like that, watermelon, any of that.
Okay.
Just, the bomb.
I see.
But you put his in yogurt.
And then, because it just goes.
And he holds the little yogurt, and he holds the little yogurt bucket. He holds it in his paws and eats it, licks it out of
his hand.
Wow. Like you would sit there. He holds it. He does the same thing with peanut butter. You put it in a cup, and you hand him the cup. He'll take it in his mouth, and he normally goes to the living room where you think it'd be a problem. It's right in the middle of the rug, sits down, holds his cup, and eats his peanut butter.
Oh, wow. I can picture him doing that. That's funny. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you so much. 9, 10, 11, 12. It's JW's birthday right now. Happy birthday, JW!
Let's go to it.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear JW, Vicky, Aya, whatever you are. Happy birthday to you.
We love you, my nigga. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Fun,
you guys
are fun. I don't want to spoil it, but you're jumping ahead. It ain't August 8th yet.
In Georgia, it is.
Georgia, 12:30.
So it's August 8th in Georgia.
Yeah, but that's not you. No, that's be the people singing it.
But then if we don't get a chance later.
You'll get a chance later.
Bob's making rules.
Oh, okay.
I'm the dark soul correcting people.
It's 3 hours, Bob. Let's back in. It's taking 3 hours.
Yeah.
No, when we all get to my... 12:30, then we will do
it. Oh, you're 12:30. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, when it gets to your 12:30, it'll be Tuesday over here.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm in charge now, so it revolves around me.
Well,
it totally does.
You know what? You shouldn't have to keep telling us that. We should know.
Oh, yes, I do. No, you guys are so dumb. You guys are never going to know it.
Oh, Lord.
You're the perfect audience. I just have to say a few things over and over again. It looks like I'm teaching something.
And then we'll get it.
On and on, and I don't really care. On and on.
Okay, so Jermaine, what were some of your topics? What were some of your discoveries?
My topics were...
Stand back, Lucifer. Stand back, the blowjob.
Lucifer and the blowjob. What was the buttons... parried off with buttons and versus.
Buttons out of different carbon, like benzene rings and alkene, alkyne, hydrocarbon buttons.
And Jack Denny.
Don't forget Jack Denny.
Yeah. That was at the beginning, right? That was around the moving exercise.
Yeah, what it does for you,
Lucifer and the blowjobs, solving the COVID problem with strangers. There's nothing else in there? I don't think so.
Oh, the product, the guy we met that was going to buy the product.
That was it. Okay,
yay!
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yep. Hey. Okay, we do that. Who's this in British Columbia?
What's up, Bobby?
Is this Nabe or whatever the hell your name is? The Iranian?
Yeah, you know it is. You know. You know it is.
Okay, well, you hung up last time. What the hell? What do you have to say? You know, you don't attend. You don't pay any attention. You're just coming in with your fucking emergencies, right?
Well, every time I call in, you just go to the next guy because I steal the show. I make you guys laugh, and then you just move on.
No,
to the
you
next
don't.
Person.
So we laugh at you. Look, if you, what's your question? I mean, I'm going to review your question. What is it?
You got to filter my question first before it gets to Ion.
No, yeah, I'm going to decide whether you're worth paying attention to.
Okay, well, Bob,
and then we get to decide whether we're going to talk to you or not. So that's you got a double whammy. You got a double whammy there, Biggin.
I get special treatment from you guys every time. This is what I notice. Other people call They get their questions asked. They get it answered. They move on. With me, it turns into a show. It turns into a judgment game. I love it. It's hilarious.
What's your question?
My question is, so I'm studying a lot about this plane of existence right now, and I'm learning it's kind of in Persian mythology. It's called the Shahnameh. And it pretty much
Jesus God, why are you trying to tell us something? Just ask the fucking question, for God's sake.
No, we have to review the question. We have to review the question first.
He hasn't said a question.
Take a break. Stop interrupting, Ion. This is the preliminary process. So, okay, what is this Shana or whatever you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, it's I'm just getting into it right now, but it talks similar to the stuff that you guys talk about on your show.
No, nothing similar to us, because we don't talk. So we don't have something to say.
Okay, well,
we don't have something to say. You got to figure that out, why we don't have something to say. So go ahead with this stupid doctrine, which is old-fashioned.
No, it's actually, let me finish it. So, so what happens is they're talking about how this plane of existence, it's kind of like a matrix. It's like a video game, and it's all about becoming the main character in your own world, in your own game. And because right now we're not the main characters, and we have to find a way to become the main characters of this game that we're in. And so I'm learning about that, and it's about a state of becoming, because when you're in another plane of existence, when you're God, you're being, you're not becoming. Right now on this limited plane as limited individuals, we're in a state of becoming, a state of transformation, where someone like Ion, who's in the non-physical, he can't actually transform. He can't become anything, because he just is. He's just being. And so I wanted to ask if that doctrine, as you call it, is true, and if that's something Ion agrees with.
Well, okay, that's a pretty good question. You're not asking about yourself. Where are you studying this?
It's in ancient Persian history. My family is originally Persian, and so I'm studying it. And it's called, I'm going to say it in Farsi, it's called Shahnameh. And it's kind of like Persian mythology, and it talks about this, and it's very metaphorical and symbolic. And anyways, I'm just really interested in it. I'm studying it right now. It was written by a Persian poet called Ferdowsi wrote it.
And what do you want Ion to do? What do you want Ion to do?
Well, I'm just asking Ion if he agrees with it and what he thinks about it, and because it's very similar to what
we don't think.
Okay,
we don't think.
Okay, hold it, Ion. Just a minute, Ion. What's your name?
You know my name, Bob. It's Nader.
No, I don't.
Nader. Nader.
Okay, Nader. Okay, you're coming in at 6:35. Okay, I'll say Persian question. Okay, go ahead, Ion. You can answer now.
We think it's stupid, and we don't care, and it's some bullshit, and we don't like to study it. Study it from now on, and don't change nothing, just whatever. Crap.
Well, what about he thinks the idea that you become your a central character in your Matrix game? Does Ion teach that?
I guess. I don't care.
He don't care, man. See? You don't know how to talk to Ion. You come in with damn subjects. We don't do subjects here.
When you come in here trying to tell us something, trying to explain something to stuff, nobody gives a fuck that you're Persian, for God's sake. You gotta validate your position to make a position. It's like, well, if you gotta do all that, then just be the position, and you'd know it's all good. There's nothing to agree to or with, because you still hadn't actually asked a question yet. Do you agree with it? Fuck no, we don't agree with nothing. Good.
Okay, well, how about this, Ion? What do you want to tell me that I should know?
Not a single thing. You know everything. Just ask you.
Not a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
We said
well, I guess. Okay.
But you're doing really good. You're doing better than you used to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I feel it. I feel it. I'm coming a long way. I just sometimes I don't know my direction or how that's coming across.
Yeah, sometimes it's sort of a race to the bottom. It's a race to the bottom.
So Ion, let me ask you this. This mythology, this Persian mythology that I'm studying, is there any use in it for me personally?
Whatever you want to do. Something to do. We don't care. Do what you do.
Okay. Do you agree, Ion, that this plane that I'm living in right now is just a video game, and it's all about transformation?
Okay.
He doesn't dignify the question with an answer.
He doesn't what?
He doesn't dignify your stupid question with an answer.
Okay.
He wouldn't answer it beneath him.
Well, I guess it just wasn't an important question for me personally to have answered.
No, none of your studies that you're bringing up are important. You understand you're living in lockdown Bob Rule conditions right now?
No, actually I'm not.
See? There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. You got to do some homework, Natter.
Yeah. Homework where? Where are the study notes?
Yeah, see? You're talking nonsense. Go to Ion and Bob and stay there for 2 years. IonandBob.blogspot.com.
What is, Bob?
The information blogspot.com, that's right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nader. We told you what to do. Go to ionandbob.blogspot.com. Spend a couple of years there every day, a little bit every day, and then we'll maybe answer your questions in a couple of years.
Okay, but can I ask you one thing, Bob?
No.
What are your guys's, what's your opinion on the vaccine?
No,
what are your guys'
opinions
on?
No opinion.
No opinion? So you vaccinated?
No. I just need a lot of people to die so I can go to the bunker. Okay? And then they rule from the bunker. The bunker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to catch up on some homework, I guess.
Yeah, you got a lot to do. Go to my private sessions. Go on Ion and Bob. Go to Bob's Private Sessions 2021 and listen to every one of them, starting with the most recent and work way back.
Okay, sure.
Better do it.
But just to recap, nothing Ion has to say to me of importance.
Yeah, nothing to say. You have to go back and find out what we did. Then you might know what's important.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No joke here. No joke. You walked into the wrong room.
I guess so. All right.
All right. We're a serious operation here. Okay, thank you, Natter.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, bye. All right. You have some questions, Yuri? Or is this Sarah?
No, it's Yuri. I got nothing, man.
You got nothing? Okay. Sorry, missed your birthday on Tuesday, Brendan. Or Brandon, or what's his name? I don't know. Brendan, I think it is. Sorry, belated happy birthday. People yelled out happy birthday, but you weren't there. Was that Tuesday? April?
The 3rd, August.
3rd, right. Yeah. Okay, do you have any questions for Ion? It's about time you asked some about your nation, Lakota, all that stuff.
There's been a lot of the Buddhist monastery guys showing up and with their crystals and shit and trying to...
Like Dave Worcester in Abaton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been showing up here and trying to get, you know, the elders into their little triangle deals with the music and the chimes. And it just feels kind of...
Yeah, we got We got 68.
Yep.
You had a stone too, didn't you? We got 68, so you're no better than they are.
Yeah, but that thing kept disappearing. We didn't revolve around crystals. We have a pipestone.
Yeah.
That we pray with.
What do you have? The pipe what?
Pipestone, the peace pipe. It's made out of pipestone.
Okay.
You can only find it in Pipestone, Minnesota.
Right.
But I don't know. They're okay, guys, I guess. Should I be worried about them, Ion?
Nah, they won't last long. They're like a big old chili fart. They're fleeting.
Nice. All right. I'm cool, then. I'm just healing up from Sundance. I'm all full of holes again. That's when these guys showed up. We took them to Sundance and stuff, and they were pretty blown away.
To what?
To the Sundance. We took a few guys of these Buddhist monastery guys to the Sundance.
Right.
Why don't you hook them up? Let them hang on the fucking hooks for a day or two. That'll fuck them up. Then you see what your fucking crystals will do for them then.
Yeah, what right. Think? That's what I was thinking. The wrong thing. None of them would do. That's all I got, fellas.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Brendan.
Yeah, thank okay. you, guys.
Hey. Right. Okay. Oh, happy birthday, Brendan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bisbee, is that Heather? Heather? Darius? Okay, who's this here? You got your hand up. Oh, this is Christy. Christy and... Sorry, I made you wait. That's early here. Oh. You're okay. Yeah, Lisa
yeah,
and Christy.
We're fine. We've been enjoying the show. Hi, Bob. Hi, Ion. Happy birthday, JW.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Oh. Yes, we're doing great.
Good.
It's been a great show, actually.
How'd you like the Jesus blowjob? Was that fun or what?
Oh, yeah, that was the best.
Christy really liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I now knowing it's JW's birthday, I was curious, Ion, is there a, being that it's Leo, is there anything general to say about Leo's?
They prescribe often to that alpha male lion, the main issue, but we know all that the mama tigers take care of everything, so it's a facade, but it's that persona okay. that's prescribed sometimes, so that's how you get that alpha dog position often.
Okay. Yeah, we almost share the same birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But is it okay to ask some questions?
Of course.
Okay, because last time we talked, I'm been going through my notes, and you mentioned something about balancing the minerals, so that when you have issues, you just got to keep balancing them to take care of the issues. And then you also said, though, that certain issues were ascending. So how would you know if you're ascending or you need to balance your minerals?
Well, you always need to balance your minerals. That's like, here's a good question. Which one of you bought the Revelations Revealed series?
Christina bought it.
Okay. All right, so that's good. So if you're going to listen to that with her, you need to listen to it with her, too. Otherwise, you need to get yours, you see. But this is simple. You can listen to it when she's listening to it. That's fine. Then that's appropriate.
Okay.
Because how do you... Okay, now this is exactly what we're talking about. How do you know what to do, how to balance it? Well, you balance it when it's in balance. See how that works? It's in balance. So it works out. So if you get too far to the left or too far to the right, it'll throw you out of whack. And you'll know that. So then you adjust. Same way with your body. Same way with your flora and fauna of your body. The same way with your the bacteria on the outside of your skin. You have to have that or you'll die. Until your skin changes. It is sealing, but oxygen oxidates. It oxidizes. Y'all know dirt in the house? That's y'all slucking off cells constantly. Mm-hmm. It's good. So the balance runs that way. What that means is that you have to keep it in check. Because there's even sometimes you can get too much magnesium. We don't know when or how that would be, but it catches up on you. So you have to balance it out and do it slower or over a follow. Or it could actually follow the directions. That'd be a novel construct, wouldn't it? Actually follow the directions. That's a good place to start. But, yeah, so get you a half a bottle of Remag and chug it down quick. You'll see. You'll find out what we're talking about. It's pretty fun.
I know. So I guess I'm very analytical, anal, whatever you want to call it. So I guess my thing would be, do you adjust the minerals first?
We call it strident. That's what we call
strident.
You. Okay. Strident.
Okay.
What's
okay.
your issue? What do you want? What's wrong? What needs fixing? What's broke?
Dry mouth. Well,
that's from the R2-D2. You get that natural. That's good.
The dry mouth thing?
Yeah, that's a good thing because it's changing your spittle. Your spittle's drying. That's good.
Yeah. It's an uncomfortable transformation for her, though.
Then drink more. Then do your mineral water with the salt, not a goo-goo. And sip it along with it. Every time you have a dry mouth, sip it. Bob would love to catch that. Because then he would actually take his products the way he's supposed to. He wants to slam them. I mean, you can't slam them. You got to sip, 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 sip. But, you know, that's the dark soul.
Okay. When we talked with you last time, I appreciate that. I mean, at least I know she's playing with the minerals, and then obviously...
Yeah, it ain't... The problem you're having is actually the best thing that could have happened. So you're doing good.
There were some things that were happening that were scary, but it turned out... I figured out what that was. But, you know, I thought I wasn't going to be able to drive because I was getting these sharp, stabbing pains through my eyeball. It was really strange. But I figured that out, and that went away. It's nice to know that some of those things are good.
Of course, yeah.
When we talked last time, you mentioned that we need to get back to the U.S. And a question about coming back to the U.S., with, you know, what's happening with the FEMA camps, which they're creating them for the unvaccinated, it seems, and with them having the no-fly, meaning if you're not vaccinated, you can't fly. And then there's the whole thing about the food supply being cut off and, you know, the farming being gone, and there's going to be food shortages. And I guess my question is, we're trying to figure out what to do. You've put us in like research mode. What do we do? And if we come back to the U.S., are we going to avoid that if you're in the 33rd parallel and above? Or how do we get through that portion of the chaos that's going to happen in the U.S.?
Ascend. But get very close to the 33rd, closest to the 33rd parallel you can get or above, and hunker down. We're in the hunker down stages now.
So, Ion, is it too late to get back to Panama to kind of close up the house and then come back? Or are we in a place where we need to get to the 33rd as soon as possible?
Try it.
Ascending?
What? Try it.
Try to get back to Panama and then get back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. But don't get mad if you get stuck.
No, well, don't say that. I don't want to get stuck.
Well, when they hit it and they don't let you leave, well, but if you can do the net jet, then don't worry. Make sure you have that arranged. So if you need to have Berkshire Hathaway's net jet come get you, now it's different because you can get out. As long as you can do that, who cares? You're out, you know.
Right. Okay. All right. Or just forget about it and get to the 33rd. Okay.
It just depends. But if you're going to do something, you better hurry.
Go ahead, say that again.
We said we don't care whatever you're going to do. If you're going to do something, you better hurry. As long as you're waiting, the probability of you having a problem is increasing as time keeps on slipping into the future.
Good song. Is it better that we just stay here and we can go back later to take care of things, or?
Well, yeah. If you didn't turn the stove off, the house may not be there when you get back anyway, and everything else won't matter with it.
Right. No, we turned the stove off. But we can try to arrange maybe someone else to stay there and we stay here initially. But eventually we have to get back there. I guess we're just trying to look at all the options.
We need to decide, do we care about the material world and the possessions that we own, or do we just care about ascending and taking care of ourselves? And, you know, that's the decision of...
They're not independent. Those are not independent conversations. Those are not independent. They're both and. That's not an either or. Mm-hmm. That's a both and. You want your shit.
Yeah.
You like your shit. It's your shit.
Yeah.
If you just get rid of it, you'll just get more shit. You just got to figure out if you're going to risk it. Or, you know, if everything can be saved till something works out good, and then in your ascension state, then you can go where you want to. And you can go get your shit.
Gotcha.
They come in and say, we want to see your papers. You say, I'm sorry. Are you a god? And if they're not, then smoke their ass. That'll fix it. We're going to teach y'all. We're going to have a crash course on smoking. Dr. Dean's probably the best one at it, but she's the one that likes to use it the least. But she's good at it. Don't fuck with her now. You got the wrong one. Don't fuck with her. Don't do it.
Never.
It's no bueno. No. It's no bueno.
Okay.
So then if we stay here, we need to bunker up and sort of get a food supply and water supply to get us through that transition or that.
Yeah,
whatever.
But see, I mean, if you don't mind, Death Island's not so bad, but you have to ask yourself the telltale question. What if I go to the Costco and there's nothing to buy? What do I do then?
Mm-hmm.
You going to Hilo Hatties?
Probably won't buy there. So Tennessee is a good place, do you think? If we can get out of Panama and find a new home.
What part? Well, you can find a home. They're easy. Because there's going to be so many dead people, you just pick your mansion. Then there's going to be no problem. They'll be giving away.
So then that really leads to just leave everything in Panama, hang out here until the shit's over.
Kiss could say over.
stay over? I don't understand that.
How do you stay over?
Over?
Yeah, but what does that mean? When's it going to be over?
Oh. Hmm. Or when it's safe to return, or safe to go to Panama and get back, you're saying it might not ever happen.
Okay.